Hi.
Okay. I guess it just starts on its own. I'm Al Steiner. I'm a Sagittarian. So I'm going to talk about the big picture. The term artworks implies that art is active, so the word work is already kind of inherently in there. So this is doing something. So we're working with the active mind, allegedly, in a sort of meditative state in an unspecified time. So we don't really know how it's being active, which is fun. So I'm trying to discover the preconceived notions of truth in art. So that's a really, a lifelong, it's going to take me a long time. So there's numerous points in, of reference and assumptions we make when we look at a portrait. There you go, there's one. Generally, the first one is the perceived gender of the subject, which leads us to most of all of our other assumptions about the person represented. In order to articulate the assumptions, we must look at the body, of course. You know, that thing, the thing that's there that we have. It's the only thing we have. Actually, it's the only thing that we all share, pretty much, I think. It's common for all of us. So our perceptions rely on the erasure of the body, mandated by the patriarchal structure we're socialized to be in. And we ascribe to that idea of the erasure of the body. So assumptions regarding the body are our reason for conforming. So whatever assumptions we have when we look at these pictures are the reason we conform. So the assumptions that we have create the limitations that we abide by. I'm trying to go through this point by point. This is my PowerPoint presentation. So the assumptions create limitations we abide by, including what we see in museums, such as MoMA, what we think about when we see things, what we think about when we do things, what choices we make, what we buy, who we think we are in the world, how we act in our bodies, who we're acting for, etc. So if you don't know what my gender is, you're probably not sure what to do with me, I would assume. If I mix up a bunch of photos for you, I can make you think something, I think. It's my assumption. So I want to know why you think what you think when you look at these photos. And I kind of mostly wonder why you think it. Can you feel your body? Can you dance at a party? What do you think of with, what do you do with the hair on your body? What body do you want to be on top of? What body do you want to be underneath, maybe? What are you willing to pretend? What's real for you? What does real mean? Who do you act for when you're in your body? What do you think you want? Or what do you really want, actually? Curious. You can answer these questions, actually. You know, it's fine. You can talk. What do you reflect to other people? Who are you reflecting your desire for? Are there things you want to do that you can't tell anyone, and will you ever do them? Do you ever fail to connect things? How are things connected for you? Why are you all staring at that photo? Probably. There's many reasons, I think. It's sort of a before and after picture. What are things you'll never do? What turns you on? What gets you off? Etc. Very big question of mine. How are things affected by the people around you that you do? Do you care? Do you think there was a plan when you set out your life? What have you done that sort of went off that track? Or are you still on that track? I don't know. Do you want to be different? Do you want to stay the way you are? Does getting older mean less or more? Or what does less or more even mean, actually, at this point? How much more do you want? What do you think is right and wrong? Why do you think things are right and wrong? Like, what things do you think are wrong or right? What things are good and bad? What are your limits? Or what are limits, anyway? Where did they come from? Who made them up for you? Or did you just inherently know what those limits were? Do you believe in agency? Do you know who has it? Do you know who doesn't have it? Anyone have an answer for that? That's one I want an answer for. No. Do Do you believe in the normative? Do you believe in heteronormativity? Do you even know what it means? Actually, it's not even in the dictionary. It's funny. The entire structure of our culture, it's not even defined in the dictionary. Well, too bad, weird. We should probably put it in. If you aren't a feminist, then what are you? Anyone have it? Just someone say something. Why did you come to this talk? What do you like to look at? What does it mean to like it, if you like to look at something? What are you staring at? Thank you for that answer, finally an answer. Anyone have a good question in addition to that? So I make a map. These are the questions I'm asking. I'm asking them of myself. I'm asking them of you. I don't know if anyone's read Leo Bersani's book, Homos. Has anyone read that? I just started to read that. Yeah, somebody's shaking their head. Okay. So I'm just going to read. He has a section where he's, at the beginning, analyzing Monique Wittig and Judith Butler, which, you know, they're awesome. If you haven't heard of Bersani or Butler or Wittig, I highly recommend them. If you like tits or whatever, if you like these photos. or if you have tits, which is good. If you have them, you should read Judith Butler and Monique Wittig. Yeah. Okay, so the cultural consolidation of heterosexuality is grounded in its more fundamental, non-reflective construction as the compulsive repetition of a traumatic response to difference. A traumatic response to difference is really interesting to me, of course. The desirable sociable transgressiveness of gayness, its aptitude for contesting oppressive structures, depends not on denying a gay identity, but rather on exploring the links between a specific sexuality, psychic mobility, and a potential radical politics. I don't know if many people can define what the radical politics are, or if they have any. Politics are generally discussed in terms of politics and not radicality. So we're experiencing, I think, a bit of radicality in our culture at the moment. That's a very good question. I'm sort of proposing a question as to what that might be. I think if you feel a response to something or anything, it feels like a radical gesture. If art serves that purpose, I consider art radical. Or at least art making or art practice could be radical. So the visceral, the emotional, the psychological, and the sexual are generally overlapping. And I'll leave it at that, because picture taking can be a radical gesture. And I'm hoping that mine are. Thanks a lot.